Hi, I'm Daggy Dawit, and you are listening to The Talent Listing with Daggy.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Does anybody know what time it is?
Hammer time!
Oh yeah, you remember this one? I'm approaching this week with my A game and bringing a great shape. It doesn't seem it's going to be a problem.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this.
According to LinkedIn, the world's largest professional network on the internet, these are the top companies you should want to work in 2019. These are the list of the companies that LinkedIn listed as the top companies that you should want to work. Number one, Alphabet, Facebook, Amazon, Salesforce, Deloitte, Uber, Apple, Airbnb, Oracle, and Dell Technologies. HR for Snoop Dogg. CEO of startup recruiting company wants to bring Snoop Dogg to an HR conference. This is what it says in their website, skillscout.com. It all started with a flutter of Snoop Dogg GIF building up to Workhuman 2019. And more importantly, a call to a Snoop Dogg to an HR conference as a guest speaker. Party goer or both. 15 votes for a hashtag HR for Snoop t-shirt, and now they're here. Snoop has a swag experience and a ton of perspective that he can provide to the HR industry, from the leadership to creativity. This is what it says in their website. Haha. I know one thing for sure. The after party is going to be lit. It's HR for Snoop. Facebook dumbing down its tool. Many people think that this is a dumb idea. Dumbing down a tool that is surgically helping companies find the type of individuals they are looking for. And they are dumbing down because of the bad actors, not the good actors. The bad actors. So they're actually taking the strengths and power of Facebook away from the companies who want to use this tool in the right way. So should a Facebook, you know, police their own system instead of dumbing it down? Can this be a way of getting around potential regulation coming down from the government? Maybe it's political standpoint. Is Facebook making wrong decision and taking away the power of the tool that they actually have? So whatever Facebook does, all other social media are going to follow, and everyone else as well. I guess we'll have to see. something to lighten up your Monday. Reasons to marry someone who's working in HR. You're listening to one. You'll have to worry about your work benefit again. You don't have to worry about that. We know what questions to ask and how everything works. Just turn over the paperwork and we'll let you know where to sign. You're going to get the insider tutorial on compensation. I almost feel sorry for your manager at your next salary negotiation. We'll bring home, you know, the big bucks, I guess. Okay, we'll bring home some bucks. Hey, it's about doing what you love, right? You will learn, you know, 36 ways to get around the crappy policy your company just implemented. Policy workaround are our thing. We will tell you the secret to surviving with annoying coworkers. Psst. I know there's one. There's at least one at every company. Want to cheer up? We have the funniest, weirdest, and the best stories you'll ever hear about in the workplace. Did I ever tell you the time I almost was hit by a voodoo curse in the office? I know. The network. Next time you have to look for a job, you will have a great group of HR leaders ready to support you with your connections. So let's keep it going. What other great benefits has come from marrying one proud HR professional? This is Dougie again. You can subscribe to this podcast in Spotify or via podcasting app of your choice. If you wish to hear more goodies, I want to know more about it. You can reach me on about.me/Dougie_Dawid. Thank you very much for listening.